Once again, we return to that old mansion on the hill overlooking the Bay of Inverness. Its windows are like a thousand eyes turned inward, and its doors, hinged on time, open into endless space. Claudine has disappeared. She was standing alone in the jungle, watching the fireflies, and the next thing they knew, she had vanished. Jack and Mojo are now making their way through the jungle to the far side of the island, where strange lights have been seen.
Maybe she took the firefly shuttle.
Those lightning bugs are the size of hummingbirds. You think they could have picked her up and carried her off?
I would love to have seen that.
It's going to take us all night to make our way to the other end of this island.
We just need to get us a couple tickets on that Lightning Bug Express.
Yeah. I don't think Claudine is in any danger, do you?
Well, so far she's been pretty comfortable down here.
So, which way? What does your compass say?
It says we got to go that way.
Yeah. Well, who needs sleep anyway?
Man, I wish some friendly fireflies would swoop down and give me a lift.
I think this is going to be a very long night.
The two adventurers make their way through the maze of twisting, tunneled pathways formed by the thick jungle vegetation. Luckily, they each have a lantern containing a single but very, very bright firefly to light their way.
Maybe they're planning to crown Claudine as the Firefly Queen.
Yeah, does that mean she'll only come out at night?
If all those fireflies go gathering around her, you're going to have to wear some shades.
You know, Mojo, I think I'm finally ready to retire.
Hey, you can't sleep now.
No. That's not what I meant.
You mean retire back in Inverness?
Why not? I mean, what am I doing, walking around at night in a jungle with lightning bugs the size of hummingbirds and vines that shriek when you cut them and dead cities that float in the sky and a zeppelin with a German captain by the name of von Baumbaum and owned by an Italian countess by the name of Illuminato and a French-Canadian by the name of Claudine, who does exactly what she wants to do no matter how many times I say, trust me, you really don't want to do that.
Oh, come on, man. You'd love it. You'd give all this up, and what would you have to complain about?
Oh, Mojo, you know I'll always find something.
Oh, yeah. Now that I'll believe.
And meanwhile, back on the Zeppelin moored above the floating city, Captain Heinrich von Baumbaum and Contessa Entelina Illuminato are having a late-night glass of wine together.
Heinrich, tell me what you know about this island.
I have heard tales. There was once an archipelago of floating islands. But then they began to disappear. No one knows why or where they went. They simply vanished.
What happened to the people?
It was so long ago, no one knows.
I think we should leave as soon as possible.
I agree. When the ship is ready.
Heinrich, they have awakened us. Do you know what this means?
I had wanted to ask you that very question.
So you do not know either?
No. But Contessa, I believe you and I have begun a new adventure, yeah?
Then, to a new and excellent adventure.
And down in the jungle below, Jack and Mojo make their way through the maze of crisscrossing jungle tunnels.
When we do find that building, if Claudine isn't there, I will not be a very happy camper.
Well, you wanted to explore this city. Now she's given you the opportunity.
Pancho, have you noticed how these paths keep getting narrower? Like they're growing in on us.
Yeah. I've been stooping lower and lower. Keep up like this and I'll be on all fours.
We're gonna have to circle back and just find another way.
I wonder if this path has always been like this, or did it just start closing up when it heard us coming?
But why didn't this happen earlier?
I don't know. I don't trust jungles, especially this one.
Jack and Mojo turn around and head back searching for another pathway. But there aren't any to be found.
I know there are other paths right around here.
Jack, if you look back where we just came, you'll see those vines have been closing up behind us.
Oh my God, I think you're right.
There's no way we're ever going to make it across this city. Not tonight.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get back to that building where we found these lanterns. I think we'll have to spend the night there.
Man, this jungle is too smart for comfort.
So far, we haven't been directly threatened. So let's hope we can keep it that way.
They return to the building and settle down for the remaining few hours of darkness. As the early morning light creeps in, Mojo awakens. Jack is still asleep. Mojo climbs the stairs to see if he can get a better view of the city.
Herr Flanders, are you there? Hello?
What?
Herr Flanders, can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, Captain Von Bombom?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. How about yourself?
We are not fine. Can you see the Illuminato?
The Zeppelin? From here? No. Why?
Because something happened last night. Did you find Claudine?
No, we tried, but these jungle paths just kept closing up in front of us, and, well, we had to return back where we started.
We have a problem, Herr Flanders.
Oh, yeah, well... Welcome to the club.
Is her Mojo with you?
Yeah, he's... Yeah, he was here.
He vanished?
No, he's probably doing his Tai Chi or something. Mojo? Hey.
The jungle may have gotten him.
I doubt it. Oh, could you send down some coffee?
Do you know what happened last night?
No, but... A pot of coffee would be a nice way to start the day.
The jungle has crept up here.
Oh, no, I'm not following you.
We are caught.
In what?
We are covered in vines.
What?
Jack.
You're saying that the vines went creeping up there in the middle of the night?
You've got to see what happened to that Zeppelin.
Captain, hold on a second.
Those vines, they were clinging to the sides of the building where the Zeppelin is moored. Last night, they curled around the cables and then just crawled all over the entire ship. Man!
Oh, great. This means no coffee.
Let me talk to the captain.
Captain Von Baumbell, I was just peering out of a window and I saw what happened to your ship.
Your jungle has gone crazy. As soon as we clear the vines off my ship, we will leave.
Wait. Hold on there. Are the vines doing anything other than just growing all over the place?
Isn't that enough? No, of course not. But eventually, they may try to drag us down into your jungle.
Captain, don't cut those vines.
What should I do? Talk to them?
No, just be cool. You don't want to threaten that jungle. You do, and it may get vengeful.
Am I to do nothing?
Jack, you try to tell him. Captain, can I speak to the Contessa?
She has not arisen this morning.
Does she know what happened?
I have no idea.
Will you please send someone to wake her?
I will not disturb her.
Look, Countess Illuminata is the owner of the Zeppelin, isn't she?
She is, yes.
Then before you start hacking at the vines, which will probably cause this jungle to go absolutely berserk and probably destroy your ship, plus all of us in the process, for God's sake, wake up the Contessa.
All right. I will call you back.
Thanks, Captain.
Mojo, do you think we can talk her into leaving things just as they are so we can buy some time?
I hope so, but man, this jungle is starting to give me the creeps.
I'm beginning to wonder if we're ever going to get off this island alive.
Do you think this jungle is somehow being controlled? Or do you think it has its own innate intelligence?
Mojo, I have no idea. Right now, we have to figure out how to find Claudine.
Oh, I feel she's okay.
You do? You still feel she's safe?
I don't know if safe is the word, but I feel she's okay as long as the captain doesn't start hacking up the jungle.
I just had a thought. There's a drain system beneath the city. Maybe there's a way we can get in there and make our way across the island.
That jungle is probably growing down in there, too.
No, but if there's sewer pipes, we may not run into tunnels trying to squeeze us out.
That drain I saw last night is right next to this building. I think I can find it.
Herr Flanders?
Yes, Captain.
The Contessa wishes to speak with Herr Mojo.
Good. Mojo? Here.
Hello?
Mojo, what is your assessment of what has happened last night?
Now, whatever you do, do not allow the crew to start hacking at those vines. If this jungle is threatened, it will retaliate.
But have you seen my airship? There are vines growing everywhere.
Have they entered the ship?
Not yet.
Well, then don't give them a reason.
You haven't found Claudine?
The pass just closed in on us last night. But we were hoping we could get across the island through the sewers underneath.
Can you find your way?
I have a compass, and Jack is poking down around there right now. Contessa, we need a couple more hours. When we find Claudine, we can get out of here.
How will that resolve our present situation?
Well, I got the feeling that Claudine knows something about this jungle and maybe the city. Wait, Jack just popped his head up out of a dream. What did you see?
Well, it's dark and it's dank, but it's worth a try. Even though it's pitch black, our lightning bug is still as bright as ever.
I heard that. I will tell the captain to do nothing. But Mojo, know that as I speak, more vines are attaching themselves to our ship. I give you 2 hours. Ciao.
Did you see any sewer rats down there?
No. Why?
Well, if there's fireflies the size of Southleaf sparrows, I figured they had rats the size of beavers.
Oh, yeah, let's hope not.
I bought some time with the Contessa, but she said those vines are still crawling up around the Zeppelin.
Well, get your lantern. Let's get going.
Aye, aye, Captain Jack.
And so Jack and Mojo lower themselves down into the sewers beneath the city.
Oh, man. This is sure slick and slimy.
Yeah, but not nearly as stinky as I expected.
I'm not so sure about that. Which way do we go?
You're the one with the compass.
I hope we don't get more rain or we could get washed out to sea.
Mojo, this island is floating in the sky, remember?
Well, one way or another, we get swept out into the blue.
They continue on, making their way through the tunnels beneath the city.
Are you sure we're going in the right direction?
Well, it's a bit of a zigzag.
Oh, hold on. Stop a second. Do you hear something?
Yeah. Sounds like some kind of machinery.
I thought this place was abandoned.
Maybe it just keeps on running on its own.
And it must have been built back in the good old days when things were made to last forever. Yes, Captain? I can hear you, but you're breaking up.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Captain?
Can you hear me?
Captain, are you there?
Looks like the talkie-walkie don't work down on the trains.
Well, let's hope the captain doesn't take that as a sign to start hacking at those vines.
They keep crawling all over his Zeppelin. He's not going to hold off for long.
I'll bet his crew is sharpening their machetes right now. I just hope Claudine is okay. What did you call her? The Firefly Queen?
Either that or Miss Lightningbug.
Well, how about the Firefly Fairy Queen?
I still like Miss Lightningbug.
I wonder if they really did carry her off.
Man, I'd love to have seen that.
To answer Jack's question, where is Claudine? Let's return to last night when Jack and Mojo were inside the abandoned building searching for a lantern. Claudine was standing alone in the jungle, watching as the fireflies gathered around her.
There are so many, and they are not frightened of me. They are almost as big as hummingbirds. They are settling on my shoulders, and my arms, and all over my body. And their wings, they tickle. They are so bright I can see nothing but flashing light.
More and more fireflies gathered about her. If Jack and Mojo weren't so preoccupied with searching for a cage to create a lantern, they'd have been amazed to see a giant human shape formed out of thousands of pulsating lights slowly lift off the ground, rise up through the jungle canopy, and then swiftly move across the city. But of course they didn't see that. And now they're down in the dank trains, sloshing along beneath the city.